Today, Memorial Day, is the day on which we Americans remember the men and women who died while serving in the United States military. Next week, June 6th, is the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the assault by the United States Marines on the German position in Belleau Wood, north of Paris. Many people do not know that there were a number of Minnesotans in the Marine Corps fighting at Belleau Wood. More than one is buried here in Minneapolis Lakewood Cemetery. The war in Europe raged from 1914 onward. The United States tried for a time to remain out of the bloodbath in Europe. But on April 2, 1917, President Woodrow Wilson called a joint session of Congress and requested a declaration of war. Congress responded on April 6th. The George Sherman family lived on Colfax Avenue South in Minneapolis. Stephen George Sherman was the youngest of five sons. In April 1917, he was a junior at the University of Minnesota. Americans rushed to enlist in the war. The University of Minnesota held a patriotic rally on campus on April 10th, just 4 days after the declaration of war. Newly commissioned Second Lieutenant Carlton Wallace was present in his Marine dress blues. Wallace was a 1916 graduate of the U. He had been captain of the track team. Another 1916 graduate present was newly commissioned Marine Second Lieutenant Bert Baston. He was an All-American football player at the U in 1915 and 1916 and captain of the football team. Stephen Sherman was among those who enlisted in the Marines that day in the presence of Lieutenants Wallace and Baston. The Marines already had established an esprit de corps and a proud history. What Stephen Sherman and his comrades did not, could not know, was that they would become part of the very lore of the United States Marine Corps. A week after enlisting, Sherman and his fellow Marine enlistees from the U boarded a special Pullman car to travel to California for boot camp at Mare Island. By June, Sherman and his fellow recruits were at Quantico in Virginia for advanced training. 130 new recruits joined the 70 Marines of 20th Company, 5th Marine Regiment, to bring the company up to its war strength of 200. The Commandant wanted to see the Marines in the war. He promised Secretary of War Newton Baker a regiment for service immediately with the American Expeditionary Force. Accordingly, the 5th Marine Regiment was detached to the 2nd Division of the United States Army. Stephen Sherman and 20th Company embarked out of Philadelphia on August 6, 1917, bound for France and war. They arrived on August 20th. By mid-October, Sherman received a promotion to corporal. In October, the Marines entered the tool sector. The Corps promoted Sherman to sergeant on November 2nd. In the spring of 1918, the Germans launched a series of offensives intended to take Paris before the vast number of American soldiers reached Europe. In March 1918, the Marines entered the front line at Verdun and remained there well into May. They saw action and they incurred losses. The third German offensive of the spring took place at the end of May and was a major push on Paris. The Germans were heading down the Marne Valley. Early in the morning of June 1st, the Marine Brigade, the 5th and 6th Marine Regiments, was deployed across the Metz to Paris Road in a gap in the French line. The Marines had orders to hold and deny the German advance. Meanwhile, the French were withdrawing. A French officer told the Marines to fall back. Captain Lloyd Williams of 5th Marine Regiment famously replied, "Retreat! Hell, we just got here." By June 5th, the Marines, in their deadly marksmanship, stopped the German advance on Paris. On June 6th, the Marine Brigade went on the offensive to take Belleau Wood from the Germans. Belleau Wood was an old hunting preserve, thick with aged trees and hedges. Of course, the land in the region had been farmed for centuries, so Belleau Wood was flanked by vast open fields of wheat. The Marines had to cross that wide open field to reach the German positions in Belleau Wood. The distance was 350 meters, essentially the length of nearly four football fields. Sergeant Stephen Sherman and 20th Company were part of 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. At 5 p.m., the 3rd Battalion of the 5th Marines and the 3rd Battalion of the 6th Marines began the advance toward Belleau Wood from the west and from the south. The Marines advanced through the Wheatstocks in almost perfect skirmish line. The battlefield at this point was quiet for the most part. There were sounds of footsteps and the rustle of men wading through the wheat. There was the usual banter among comrades and the occasional order to straighten the ranks. The Marines moved at a pace of about 100 yards a minute. In principle, that was a 4-minute walk to the edge of Belleau Wood, but that was not to be. In an instant, the world exploded into violence and bloodshed as the Germans let loose a hailstorm of lead. The Germans had set up a complex at the edge of Belleau Wood with interlocking fire from Maxim machine guns. There were crack German troops, and each Maxim fired 500 rounds per minute. Machine gun fire ripped through the Marine ranks in the open field. One Marine later wrote, "The air snapped and cracked all around. Lead cut through the ranks. Men fell at an alarming rate. Gaps opened up in the lines, and the lines began to falter. The Marines lay pinned down and dying in the open wheat field. Through the chaos of ripping machine guns and screaming men, Gunny Sergeant Dan Daly, a 2-time Medal of Honor recipient, called out, "Come on, you so-and-sos! Do you want to live forever?" Well, that's not exactly what he said, but you get the point. The Marines continued forward through the storm of deadly machine gun fire. In the chaos and violence, Marine Sergeant Stephen G. Sherman died. The Marines finally reached the woods where they encountered the waiting German infantry. The German army was adept at defense in depth. The Marines' fight had only begun. The fighting became bitter hand-to-hand grappling with bayonets.